Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Welcome back to the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What day is it today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Everyone knows what happens at Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and that's Spike in 50. Spike joining us. What's up, Spike?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. And also, I've just been on hold for like, I got a checklist here. I've been on hold for 3 minutes. You're coming back from break late. That's the first thing. You're back at like 03. The second thing is you didn't wait long enough after the song came back on to start talking. You got to let it roll a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know why you're filling in here if you don't know how to do any of this the right way.
That's a good point. I will say The reason why we're late is because Elliot wanted to take Derek's call because Derek had something mean to say to him on the board. So I was ready to rock to the break, but Elliot, of course, always screws everything up. And if anyone knows that, you should know that.
Dude, it's that I'll look at him and it'll be 52 after and he knows that it's time for us to go. And he'll go, but can I just say one more thing?
Don't you hate those people?
That one more thing is always something I want to strangle him over, too.
Okay.
So, yes, okay. I get it. Okay. I understand.
All right. Well, one, I appreciate you doing this on your day off. I did feel bad asking you. But I also know that there's nothing more you would like to talk about on your day off than Jalen Hurts. So how do you think, maybe you haven't, listen, it's your day off, but I'm sure you saw a clip here or there. What's your first little take here on the big day?
Oh, on today? I haven't listened to 1 second.
Come on, Spike. It's a good program.
No. Absolutely not. I get 4 hours a day, 5 days a week of Jalen Hurts. On my day off, I'm not listening to you slobber all over
That's a shame.
For being the 13th best quarterback in the league this year. Congratulations.
That's a shame. Now, can
I... If that's all it takes to get an appreciation day, I'm going to send a note to all the other NFL cities.
You're disgusting.
They got to make sure if they have a top half of the league QB, they got to have a whole day for them.
You're disgusting. A few other questions. If you were still program director, would you let me do this show?
Yeah, I would encourage it.
Oh, okay.
Spike the program director and Spike the afternoon show host live in two different worlds. Spike the afternoon show host wants to strangle you for doing it. Spike the program director would be proud of you for it. So.
Awesome. All right. So I opened up the show and I said Jalen Hurts deserves just as much love as one Brian Dawkins does. And the fact that that's not even close pisses me off. Your instant reaction.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You said he deserves the same amount of praised as Brian Dawkins?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's the quarterback of a Super Bowl championship caliber team, and we just continue to be in the same position to win another one. Shouldn't that be on a pedestal here of Brian Dawkins?
Okay. So you have me caught a little bit here. Whoa, what are we doing over there? I'm sorry. I'm home. I got the noisiest house in America.
We're on the radio, Spike.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, you have me caught here a little bit. On one hand, I do think that Philadelphia in general, we praise guys like B-Doc and Iverson, who didn't actually win anything. No offense. And then criticize the guys who don't actually win anything now, while we put Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson on our Mount Rushmores. So on one hand, I think you might have a point. On the other hand, Brian Dawkins is a legend, was a leader of the best unit on that team, which was the defense, and I think it's worth noting, even, you know, after his playing days here, has remained an icon here. I don't know if Jalen Hurts will have any of those things. I don't know how Jalen Hurts' run here will end. I don't know, and I also don't think Jalen Hurts is as responsible for his team's success as Brian Dawkins was for his team's success. So my short answer would be no, he doesn't deserve the same kind of praise.
I figured it would go that way. Just a couple other things to throw your way before we let you go. I just wanted you, one, to check in. Just everyone's waiting to see what Spike Eskin thought about this fine program. So that's number one. But real quick, have you ever worried that he clutches up in the playoffs and you have to sit through an NFC championship game where he puts up 40 points, a couple of throwing touchdowns, and 300-yard efforts? Have you ever sat on the couch and realized that that's a big possible situation that plays out to you?
No, I don't worry about that at all. There's a big difference between me and Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack lives in fear of Jalen Hurts succeeding. That's what Jack doesn't want to have to come in the day after they win the NFC Championship game or they win the Super Bowl and hear people have to yell at him for Jalen Hurts succeeding or not succeeding. I don't feel that way. If they happen to win the Super Bowl and he plays great, then that's better for all of us. That makes me happy that he's great. Now, what I think he is capable of and what he ends up being capable of, those might not be the same thing. And I take no joy out of if they end up failing in the playoffs and it's his fault. I take no joy in it happening either. So just being completely straight with you,
mm-hmm.
I would be thrilled if they go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl again. I would be 100% thrilled. And if he is the reason they do it, maybe this time that'll happen, then I would be even more thrilled. And I would be happy for everybody the next day to say, told you so. 100% thrilled.
No, and that feels genuine. And it's interesting you bring that up because I'm almost that mindset with the Phillies. Like, I can't stand the Phillies. They piss me off. I don't believe in them. I don't think they can. But I don't want to sit there and hate my baseball team for 5-6 months. I have a feeling on what I think they can be. And I hope they kind of step past that and they bring us on a ride. But I want to be wrong. So I actually understand your thoughts on Jalen. But I guess the difference is, in my hypothetical with the Phillies, if they were to already win it, and I still feel this way, I would be shocked with myself. The fact that Jalen's already won it, and for you to still feel this way, I guess is where I'm a little conflicted on it.
But this is like, I can't.
Am I making you angry?
Understand?
Am I making you angry?
No, I can't understand that we all watch the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and there's some sort of disagreement as to what his role was. Like, he didn't. He played good in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. He wasn't the primary reason they won either of those games. He didn't play good in the Rams game or the Green Bay game. I'm being 100% honest with you. I don't believe any opinion that I've had about Jalen Hurts so far has been wrong at all. Not even a little bit. He goes right the entire time. Now, the one thing I was wrong about is that the team was capable of winning the Super Bowl with him playing quarterback the way that he did. But he didn't play any different than I thought he was capable of. He didn't put the team on his back and win the Super Bowl. He didn't put the team on his back and win the NFC Championship game. He certainly didn't do it against Green Bay or the Rams. So I don't know what we're talking about.
That hurts.
Really
that hurts my soul. That's your assessment. That's your assessment on the final two games. That's insane. My last thing, and then we will move our separate ways, and I'll talk to the Jalen lovers on hold.
Yeah.
What would it take? Me and Elliot were talking about this. What would it take for you to get a Jalen Hurts tattoo? Anything? Would you do anything?
No chance.
No. What if he wins two straight Super Bowls after the one? So it would be three straight, three consecutive. Last year, this year, and the following year. What would it take? No, nothing?
No.
Okay. It was worth a shot. Spike, we love you. This chair is very comfortable.
Yeah.
Very
comfortable. Don't get too comfortable, buddy.
Very comfortable.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Sounds good. All right, Spike.
All right.
That was Spike Eskin. Checking it. Now, how did he watch the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl and not think Jalen played a huge role in that? A huge role! Super Bowl MVP!
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. Well, Spike's call-in was sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. We'll get to the people that love QB1 at 215-592-9494. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? That's the question that we are asking on the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Let's go to Birdo. You're on WIP. What's up, Birdo?
Hey, Brody, what's up, man?
What's going on?
I was hoping Spike would stay on the line, man.
I felt bad bothering him on his day off, I'm not going to lie. But he's a great man.
I get it. He's a great man, but there's no way, absolutely no way, that he's an Eagles fan. Because no diehard Eagles fan who has waited their entire life, me personally, 41 years, waited their entire life to witness the era that we are currently in, and witness this quarterback that we currently have. We waited our whole lives for this, and yet we're questioning him. He took us to two Super Bowls. He won us one. We're at the beginning, maybe in the middle. I don't know where we're at right now, but we're in the golden era of Eagles football, and we just can't sit back and appreciate it, appreciate what this man has done. And what he continues to do, like, it's just insane to me that we still have people with that mindset. It's insane to me. And I'll tell you what the root cause of it all is. The root cause is he's not the guy that they expected to be the savior. He replaced the guy that they expected to be the savior. The guy before Hurts was the guy that was supposed to lead us to the promised land year after year, be the franchise QB, be on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore forever, and it wasn't that guy. It turned out to be Hurts.
But can't you adjust at some point? Because, Berto, I'm going to be clear and honest with everybody. When they drafted which is so ironic that I'm the one doing these shows now, but when they drafted Jalen Hurts, I sat there and said, I will never support this decision. You don't draft a backup quarterback with the second round pick and blah, 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 blah. And I never understood it. I didn't see the plan. I didn't even think that he could reach the height that he did. But at some point, when he puts out there on the field, wins, 14-win seasons, 14-win seasons, double-digit again this year, Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl. At some point, what you thought about Carson Wentz, what you thought at the original time of him being drafted, should get thrown in the trash or thrown in the schuylkill.
Correct. Correct. And when it's all said and done, this will be my last point, then I'm going to shut up and listen. When it's all said and done, when the smoke clears out, when number one retires, he will be the greatest Eagle of all time. He will be. And there will be no arguing that. I mean, he's right there on the trajectory for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to accept it, but it's happening. He's what, 26 years old?
27.
Come on, man.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
He's coming.
I'm with you. And Berto, thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I'm with you. I think at this point, clearly the trajectory's there. And there's something in my bones that's telling me this backstretch. Yeah. Yeah. It's December football. See, when you're a winner, there's something different about December football. Once you start rolling into January, it gets cold. You can see the breath outside. You breathe. You can see the white air, snow. Maybe we get a snow game in Buffalo. I don't know. I'm not a weathersman. But
I thought Elliot was saying it could snow
right,
in Buffalo.
Right, could snow a little bit. That's when real football teams start to play their best ball. And maybe this team's best ball isn't what it was last year, which still could win a Super Bowl, by the way. You could be a tick below last year. You could be a couple ticks below last year and still have enough to win a Super Bowl. That's how dominant I thought last year's team was, but it's still in there. And there's something that screams they're going to pull out of that slump. They're already in the process and through the journey of doing that. And before you know it, bada bing, bada boom, we're going to be seeing Jalen throw 312 yards, 3 tutties, 0 interceptions, and maybe 40 on the ground. In a home game, in a wild card matchup, maybe against San Fran, everyone's going to be shaking in their boots all week long. They're going to say, I'm scared. Brock Purdy, Kyle Shanahan, I'm nervous. This offense this, this offense that. And Jalen's going to go out there, and he's going to cook, and he's going to lead you to a divisional game, and he's going to take strides there. Oh, it's just, I can see it. I can see it, Luke. I can see it. I'm starting to cry.
I like I said earlier, I'm trying to, you might have to do the same thing. You might be 110% in. You might have to dial it back a bit just to see, because think about it. How much higher can you get even if they beat the Bills? You can't get any higher than what you are right now. You got to reserve it, because then if they beat the Bills and they look great against the Bills, then boom, that's where you get the 110%. And also, I do think a lot of, anybody who has, you know, suspicions, and if they're doubting the team and on their Super Bowl run this year, if they do get on a Super Bowl run, if they don't think they can do that, I think those people are thinking too much about last year. I think people are looking at the schedule that they played and how well they played after the bye, only losing the one game against Kenny Pickett and then just crushing the Commanders and crushing the Chiefs. That was an all-time run, not just for the Eagles, for any team on their way to win the Super Bowl. How many other teams in NFL history have had that good of a post-bye stretch, especially with a Week 5 bye? That was an all-time run that team went on. It's never going to happen again for the Eagles. It is never going to happen again. It didn't happen this year, but here's the thing. This team is still good enough to win the Super Bowl because of Jalen's play these last 2 weeks, and because this defense might be even better than it was last year. It's crazy to say, because that defense was one of the best Eagles defenses we've ever seen. This defense might be even better. So if you're worried about this team and their Super Bowl chances this year, take last year out of the equation and just look at the team now and look at the rest of the NFL right now. The best team in the league for most of the year has been the Broncos.
Yeah, come on.
Do you believe in Bo Nix and Sean Payton?
Hell no.
Yeah,
not
really.
You think this defense, if they were put in a situation, did they blow up a 14-point lead, 17, 10, whatever it was off the top of my head, whatever it was?
Yeah.
This defense right now, the way they're clicking, they ain't giving up no double-digit lead to Bo Nix.
Yeah, this defense is not the same as the defense from September, even October.
No.
This is the November and December defense we're watching
right. Oh, dude, goosebumps again. Goosebumps again. The hair is sticking up. I'm like The Rock when he comes out, smacking the forearm with the hair sticking up. Zach in Redding. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, how you doing, Bruce?
Good. How are you?
Good. First time caller, long time listener.
Wow. Thank you.
But definitely a Jalen lover here.
Smart man.
Yeah. I just wanted to call, kind of talk about like my first experience with Hurts, you know, that coming off the bench and that comeback win against Georgia. That was kind of like when I first kind of saw the magic of Jalen Hurts. And, you know, I haven't looked back since. And I think the problem we have is that a lot of people are just so focused on stats, you know, with fantasy football nowadays, and people are just like obsessed with, oh, the guy had 400 yards, you know, but all I've ever cared about is winning a Super Bowl, you know, so
sure.
As soon as I got that from him, that was all I needed.
Yeah, Zach, for example, right, the Dallas Cowboys, there's all these stats getting thrown around about Dak's numbers and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and on paper, whoop-de-damn-do, you had a lot of yards, but your team stinks and you're not in the playoffs. So I think it's so clear and obvious that your quarterback values winning, and sometimes it does hurt an A.J. Brown, and sometimes there are receivers that want numbers and this and that, and you got to find a way to marry that together and marry the winning and the we'll do anything to win more than individual stats. You have to find a way to make it one and collaborate, and it's not easy to do with big personalities, especially when some of these guys are looking for big contracts, and that can influence how much money they get paid down the road, and there's a lot of detail surrounding it. But when you have Jalen setting the tone up front, that's where it begins, and then you got to kind of fall in line behind that. And so far, the Eagles have clearly done a good enough job of finding a way to let that marinate and be who the Eagles are, and that's why they've been so good at winning.
Yeah, and you know, when they lose, he gets all the blame, but when they win, you get it's the team. You know, it's like, how can you have it both ways? It's like all the blame, none of the credit. And you know, he I just think, you know, when I look at him, it's like he has that championship DNA they talk about. You know, I almost see that like kind of with VJ Edgecombe a little bit. And that's what I want. You know, everyone was, oh, Ben Simmons, this tall guy. Like, I knew long ago he was never going to do anything, you know. And you got to see that in these people. I don't care what the stat sheet says. The intuitive thing that I see in these people, you can't see on paper. And I just wish people would value that a little bit more.
Yeah. No, it is in – and thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. I don't want to say indescribable, but sometimes it does feel it's indescribable. I'm not a wordsmith.
An indescribable feeling?
Sure.
That sounds right.
Sure.
I'm not a sayings guy.
Nah, we're sports guys. We're,
exactly.
We're manly men that love sports.
Football men.
Football guys. But yeah, no, there are a lot of things about Jalen that you can't look at a box score and see. And the Ben thing, I was a sucker. I thought maybe Ben defensively and that could work and the facilitating. By the way, did you see the big news?
Dude, big news on Ben Simmons.
Big news.
Almost at the breaking news sounder for it.
Is this guy now a professional fisherman?
I like how he said putting his NBA like career and hopes on hold. Like he made that decision.
Is he a pro fisherman now?
He's certainly trying to be. Trying to be a pro fisherman. Guy made, what, $168 million?
Which, by the way, sounds sick.
Yeah.
But just thinking about what was once being talked about with this guy, now we're talking about fishing. Again, sick, but... Yeah, I had hopes that maybe that could work someday.
I did too. I did too.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, let's squeeze in Heavy here. What's going on, Heavy?
Yo, bro, it's
what's
good.
What up?
First off, I do want to say I appreciate Hurts for everything that he's done.
Okay.
Dude, he got the job done last year.
You sound so defeated saying this.
Well, bro, I just can't, you know, I can't sit here and say that, like, he hasn't regressed and that this isn't, you know, probably the worst season he's had since his rookie year. And, you know, the way the play looks on the field, it reflects that. I think the stats definitely reflect that. I mean, as of right now, it looks like, you know, the Eagles are probably going to have the toughest matchup in the first round. Looks like, you know, they might play the Rams. But I do think if they can get past the first round, I think the way the NFL is this year, you know, there isn't really any great teams. I do think they can, you know, probably make it all the way.
Well, let me ask you this, Heavy. Let me ask you this question. Do you feel it's possible that Jalen does go on a ride of two games or so that reflect an NFC Championship game, a Super Bowl last year, where he locks in and is sensational? Do you think even with all the negative games, because he, listen, as a fan, he didn't have his best season, as you alluded to, but do you feel inside your heart that there is still a chance that he puts two, three games together where he looks like that crazy, sensational Jalen?
Yeah, I don't think it's right. I think it's certainly possible.
And that's important.
I think it's certainly possible. He's played big in big games, and I think he can certainly do it this year. And the way the team is, I think the team is certainly good enough overall to support him in another playoff run. But I just can't sit here and say that. You know, that he's like having a great year. I mean, he's really trying to become more of a passing quarterback. And now that he's not as big of a dual threat as he used to be, and his passing game isn't as great as it should be.
This doesn't sound like appreciation day.
You know, I think he's falling back.
But what about the last 2 weeks?
Got to try to rush a little more.
Last 2 weeks, rushing.
Yeah, I think he's doing better with it.
Okay.
I mean, but, you know, as for the future with Jalen, I mean, if they get bounced in the playoffs, like, what, you don't think Howie Roseman might not draft a quarterback?
No, I love you. Don't you dare think you're bringing that to me today.
Don't doubt him. All he does is win.
Heavy.
How about our quarterback?
How about our quarterback?
If they lose a playoff game this year, we'll have rightful discussion. We're not doing that. I'm very uncomfortable. I went from goosebumps and my hair sticking up to blood boiling within 3 minutes. Jalen's over here, cardboard cutout. That smile is no longer there. I got it, Jalen. 215-592-9494. It's the second annual Jalen Hurts Appreciation Show Day. The second annual. We just had Spike Eskin on. We love Spike. Coming up next, we continue rocking your calls. I appreciate everybody's patience. A lot of people want to get in. Very popular day around here. And James Seltzer, known diehard Jalen guy, smart man, will share his thoughts. That's coming up next. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.